This Memorial Day weekend marks the start of the summer grilling season, and it is expected to be a record year for red meat and poultry production with very low prices. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He's in New York with more on this. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what's happening? Why are meat prices low?
Well, it's interesting. You really have to just work your way down the food chain and think about what pigs and cows actually eat. And it's corn, soybeans, and other grains. And prices of crops like that have dropped tremendously in recent years, in large part because production has been very strong. And a big story behind that is technology, including seed technology. Genetically modified or GMO crops are somewhat controversial, but they really do increase the crop yields. And they also require much less fertilizer, which also lowers the costs for farmers. And finally, low gas prices also helps reduce costs for the farmers as well.
And will the low prices of these meats be noticeable to those of us who go to the supermarket and buy them?
Yeah, especially for pork. Pork prices have really fallen tremendously, and the discount pork's discount to beef is about as wide as it's ever been. So the hog farms have really benefited from this a lot.
And is that for all the same reasons that you were just talking about?
Right, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, I see that the price of a pork chop hit an 8-year low this spring. Who knew? and what about the health side of this? Doctors might not want to hear about people eating more hot dogs and bacon, but pork consumption in the U.S. is rising. According to the research firm Euromonitor, U.S. pork sales up 20% since 2011.
Yeah, it reminds me of what Homer Simpson said, you know, when Lisa came to him and said she was a vegetarian, and he said, you're not going to eat ham, you're not going to eat bacon, you're not going to eat pork chops. And she said, Dad, they all come from the same animal. And, you know, he said, what, some magical animal, right? But it's really true that people are just finding more and more uses for pork. Years ago, there was a phenomenon that the traders in Chicago would talk about when they're trading pork bellies called the BLT effect. And basically what it meant in the summer, people were growing tomatoes out in their garden and looking for ways to eat these fresh tomatoes. So they'd ended up making a lot more BLT sandwiches. And that would really affect the price of bacon and pork bellies. But since then, obviously, bacon has really come into its own as a food group of its own almost. And it's not just for breakfast anymore. As well, pork is very common in Asian and Latin foods. And those types of foods have grown in popularity tremendously. And finally, you kind of have to hand it to the Pork Board, which is the group that markets pork and ham around the country. They've just done a good job of marketing it.
And not just here in the U.S., but overseas as well. U.S. pork exports are also up this year.
Right. And part of that story, to me, it seems like, you know, we've had this global economic expansion for several years now. And emerging markets in particular are a lot more affluent than they previously were. So a lot of the exports are going to places like Mexico and China where workers can afford more meat than they could in the past.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, do you have a barbecue plan this weekend?
I'm actually making turkeys. I don't know.
Nice and healthy.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.